Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know what's amazing to me? Like, now I'm seeing all these Pats fans coming in here saying that this one's in the bag. No problem. How is it that you're playing at home against the Chargers and, you know, 5% of you thought they'd win and 95% of you thought they were going to bend over and get spanked and called Charlie? They all literally 90% plus on this show for a week said the Pats are done. And Brady's over the hill, finished. Their season's over. They're losing. Rivers is on fire. Bosa and Tillman, Ingram are going to kill Brady and all the rest. And then the Patriots spank that ass, right? Now they're going on the road to Arrowhead. And you guys think this thing's in the bag. No problem. Game over. It's the easiest game they've ever faced. It makes no sense to me. At home, you're going to lose. But on the road, this is a piece of cake. I mean, it really is unbelievable. JC in Boston on the hub.
Guardy, my man.
So tell me.
I called you Friday. What did I say?
I don't care what you said.
We were penetrated them, right? I was one of that 5% that said, we got this game in the bag.
Thank God. Thank God somebody thought they'd win because nobody else did. And that's why Brady said what he said.
Dude, absolutely. And he's got a chip on his shoulder, and I love it, whatever motivation he can get. And I can't agree with you more. I don't understand it. So now all of a sudden everybody's jumping on the bandwagon that we're going to win? Dude, where were they last week?
They were not on the Patriots. I know that much. Now all of a sudden they are.
It's funny to me too, Pharrell. You have no idea, brother. But I rep my town, and I will back out. We lose, we lose. It is what it is.
Well, I mean, that's pretty obvious. If you lose, it's over. So it's simple. What do you think they're going to do in this game? What kind of game is it going to be? How are they going to win it?
Listen, from the last time I watched them play KC, Mahomes looked a little rattled. Like the first, I say, quarter maybe a little less, all right? If we can come out the way we came out and they played the way they played against the Chargers and Phillip Rivers, it's over.
Okay, well, listen, it will not be like the Charger game. This is an entirely different scenario. They're playing at Arrowhead. It will not be roll over the Chiefs and go up 21-7 and all this other stuff. It might, but I doubt it. It's not going to be the same. It's not going to be the same. So let me say this. Comparing the games, I think, is not the answer. And saying to me that Mahomes was rattled in the first game, what happened was the Patriots had a big lead and let it slip through their fingers. And then Mahomes, you know, what did he throw? Four touchdown passes in that game at least, right? Four or five. Bottom line is that he threw four. The guy went off on them at Gillette and was in the game. And, in fact, took the lead in that game late, and then they lost on the Gostkowski, like 30-yarder, whatever it was, 28-yarder to win it. So he was not rattled. He played great in that game. In fact, he played, you know, Brady had a big game too. They both were over 300-some yards, and Mahomes had more yards and more TDs, and I thought he showed that he's not afraid of anybody. I don't think he's afraid of I think he respects Brady and looks up to him, and I think that he wants to beat him. And I think he came damn close. But a loss is a loss. You lose by three, you lose by 30. It doesn't matter. I think the Pats won that game because they gave Brady too much time with the ball last. You do that, you're going to lose. And in this game, if they give Brady the ball with 2-3 minutes left and they're down, you know, let's say, you know, 3 or 5 or 7, whatever it is, let's say they're down 6. Brady's going to win the game by 1. If they're down and you give that guy 2-3 minutes with the ball to win, he's going to beat you. So I think what they have to do this time is, you know, they took the lead and then blew it by giving him the ball. They can't let that guy have the ball. They got to keep him on the sideline with his big-ass winter coat freezing his ass off. Don't let that guy on the field with under 2.5 minutes left. He'll crucify you and take your girlfriend. That's that. I mean, that's just all there is to it. And as for, you know, these guys playing, if there's ever been a year that they could lose, it would be this year. I think everybody, it's, you know, veiled threats. that everybody just thinks that every year it's going to be the year that the Patriots stop losing, you know, and that it's over. Their dynasty ends. It's, you know, everybody just keeps saying it over and over and over and over and over, and it never happens. So it really is incredible what they've been able to linger on. The success has lingered. Like, it's been a stench for 17 years they've been winning. And, I mean, winning at a highest level in the NFL, bar none, right? So all these people, and I'm one of them, because I picked them to beat the Chargers, and it's no big deal at all, because I don't know more than the next guy. But I do know this. It takes massive stones to take them to lose outright this week based on, like, Carver Hyde. It's automatic. He's automatic. There's nothing else to say. He's like, the game's over. Don't even play it. Berman, don't even play the game. So I think that they can be beaten at Arrowhead. But, you know, I have nothing to do with it. So the Chiefs have to go out and execute and win the game. And can't make mistakes, can't fumble, can't throw picks, have to do well, special teams, kicking game. Everything has to be lined up and in a row. There can't be any, like, we didn't play well for 25 minutes of the game, but the rest of the game we played great. That'll be the excuse when they lose. I can't agree with Belichick more. You got to play 60 minutes or more to win this game. And if anyone's going to do it, it's now. As an underdog, New England 3-3 straight up and against the spread. Although the Pats are just 1-3 straight up and against the spread in their last four playoff games as a dog. They're a dog here. And Brady playing on the road is rare. He's been in 8 straight AFC Championship games while also starting his 8th road playoff game ever. And he's played, I already told you, in tons of games. Brady covered his first 2 road playoff games, both at Pittsburgh. We told you this last night. Lost in Denver in January of 06, won in San Diego in 07, lost in Indy in 07, and lost the last 2 road games in Denver, 13 and 15. And they always host the championship game, not this time. The Pats are just 1-4 straight up in their last 5 road playoff games and 1-4 against the spread in those games as well. So if ever they were going to lose, it would seem to be this is the shot, this is the chance. And then a lot of people have been doubting them, so they're riding on that wave that, you know, we suck and we can't beat anybody. Meanwhile, they kicked the Chargers' teeth in. Now everybody's all of a sudden back on them that they got this game. Done deal, in the bag, easy money, just easy money. So I think it's the same thing as last week when everybody said, oh, the Colts are going to win in Kansas City easy. It's automatic. They're so hot, 10 of 11. Andrew Luck can't be beat. It's a done deal. Andy Reid never wins. He's a loser. They've lost 11 or 12. And then Carver High and I were on the air going, trust me, something funny is going on. The Chiefs are going to win this game. And they did. And he wouldn't bet the game because he was so scared because he knew that something was brewing, that the Colts weren't going to win. Same thing here, if you ask me. It's so automatic that the Patriots are going to win. I'm taking the Chiefs. That's how automatic it is. I'm just taking the Chiefs. And I got big stones, too, on the other one. I'm going Rams on the road because I think the Saints are overrated, and you can quote me on that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.